You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps. This week's scripture passages are, on one hand, some sections from John 16, and then three passages all having to do with the ascension of Christ. Because, of course, traditionally, this Thursday marks 40 days since Easter, and which is traditionally the Feast of the Ascension. The verses from John 16 that we're reading have to do again with the Holy Spirit, Jesus assuring his disciples that it is absolutely crucial for him to leave so that he can send the Holy Spirit from the Father. He also predicts the effect of the Holy Spirit being among us will have of convicting us of sin, guiding us into all truth. And then Jesus speaks of our sorrow, which will be turned into joy, and the new access to the Father we will have because the Holy Spirit will be living in us. And then the other passages deal with the Feast of the Ascension. Now, for many of us, this almost can be sort of an afterthought, all the more so given that many of our churches transfer the Feast of the Ascension to Sunday. So both the symbolic significance of the number 40 from Easter to the Feast of the Ascension is sort of minimized, but also we don't quite understand what the significance of the Ascension is. It's, of course, the historical event, but it also is really, in the understanding of the scripture, including this passage from Ephesians 1, which we'll be reading later this week, it really is Christ coming into his own, Christ sitting down at the right hand of the Father and beginning to reign. And so the ascension isn't just, well, somehow a necessary denouement to the story of Christ, but it's actually an important step because until he ascends to the Father and sits at the right hand of the Father, he cannot send the Holy Spirit. Now, of course, traditionally, the 10 days between ascension and Pentecost are viewed as a time of prayer and intercession, of beseeching the Lord to fulfill the promise that he's been making in all these discourses, like most notably here in John 16, beseeching him that he would send the Holy Spirit on us, on the church, on the world. And so I would encourage you, even as you read these passages and as you meditate and as we move together toward Pentecost, at least in the Western calendar this year, you would take some time to pray, a little bit like Catholic Pope John 23rd prayed at the beginning of the Vatican Council when he prayed for a new Pentecost. This is very much what we in the Servants of the Word, we in Charismatic Renewal, but really all of God's people are longing for. The Lord would renew his people, would send forth his Holy Spirit, and that all the promises that he makes about closer access to the Father through the Holy Spirit, being convicted of sin, understanding more fully the words of Jesus, that all that would happen, and thus the world would be renewed.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.